This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, in here, love, in the kitchen.
Oh, it's horrendous out there. Sorry I'm so late. Felt like the whole of Borsetshire chose to come to us for Sunday lunch today.
And why wouldn't they, with my talented wife as chef?
Something smells good.
Well, that'll be your winter veg soup. I found it in the freezer.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's one of my tea room experiments.
Well, there's some left on the store for you if you want it, but I couldn't wait. Somehow I never found the time to stop for lunch.
Oh, busy day.
Yeah, you know, usual madness. In the end, I just had to leave stuff unfinished for tomorrow. I've got Linda's cricket meeting starting in, 10 minutes. I better get a shuffle on.
I forgot about that.
And she's invited someone from Rosrin in the Vale to go over what we can expect in the new division.
But you're unlikely to even be there this season.
I know, but I promised Linda a smooth transition. Bottom line is, I feel guilty for letting the team down. Least I can do is steer the ship until Linda decides who they'll have as the new captain. I'll try and get away as soon as I can.
Okay.
All right. Oh, you know, I can't remember the last time we spent a whole day together.
A whole day? I'd take 5 minutes.
Yeah, how about we actually go on that holiday we're always talking of? Go somewhere hot and stick it on the credit card.
You mean take time off work?
I mean, we could. People do.
Imagine having no plans.
Oh, nothing to do except walk and eat.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep in late.
Oh, it sounds like a dream.
It would give us something to look forward to before I go away.
Of course, we'll face new challenges in a higher division, Tom, but I think at the same time we can expect a new level of commitment.
Oh, it's a shame we lost George just as he was starting to show some talent and enthusiasm for the game.
I know, but the secret to a great team, especially a great village team, is making the most of the players we have.
Hit the ground running.
Exactly. I wonder where this Lawrence chap has got to. We did say 7.
He's the chair of Rosrin Cricket Club?
That's right. Division runners-up. I thought he could give us the inside track on what to expect.
Oh, it's horrible out there. Evening, Linda. Evening, Tom.
All right, Harrison. Yeah, Linda's doing an excellent job of making me desperate to get back to the crease.
Oh, I have to say, I'm gutted to be missing this season of all seasons. No Lawrence yet?
No, not yet.
I thought while we're waiting for him, we could brainstorm ideas for a captain to replace you, Harrison.
I'm sorry to land you in it, especially with such an important season ahead.
Well, these things can't be helped. I just hope we can find someone with the right leadership skills.
Well, would Tracy step up? As vice-captain, she'd be the obvious choice.
I did ask her how she'd feel about it, but she's quite happy to remain as second in command.
Mm. Chris?
Possibly, but I'm not sure he's in a position to take on such a responsibility. It's a big time commitment.
I heard from Freddie that Vince was keen.
Well, I mean, apparently he has the cricketing pedigree, but I don't think he's right for us. Not for captain.
Wouldn't he have to live locally to play for Ambridge anyway?
Well, that's certainly a clause I could bring into play if needs be.
Good evening. Linda Snell, is it?
Lawrence, a pleasure to meet you. This is Harrison Burns, our outgoing captain.
All right, mate.
How do you do?
How do.
And Tom Archer, one of our best batsmen.
Well, Tom, I look forward to seeing you in action.
Well, I hope I live up to Linda's hype.
Oh, please, sit down, join us.
Before we start on all things cricket, I just want to say what a wonderful night I had at your pantomime.
You saw Cinderella?
I did indeed. It was the perfect winter pick-me-up. Charming and funny. Much more entertaining than many of the star-studded pantos you'd see in the big theatres.
There's not much our Linda can't do.
Oh, now, it was a team effort. I couldn't have done it without Lillian and Joy and Leonard and, well, all the cast and crew.
I have to admit, Linda, that I was feeling a little nervous about meeting you tonight.
Why ever would you be nervous?
Linda Snell, MBE. Ah. I've done my research, you see.
Well, we were expecting you to curtsy when you arrived.
Oh, yeah. Do you not have an etiquette school in Rosarin in the Vale?
I think the pedigree of grassroots chairs is something I should mention in Wicket and Stumps.
You write for Wicket and Stumps? Oh, it's a great magazine, that. I got the December issue of my Christmas stocking.
Oh, I don't write for it, but it has a monthly grassroots feature.
Nice.
The March edition is going to be about Borsetshire, with the focus on Rosarin in the Vale and our rise to near victory.
I see. Fascinating. I wasn't aware that the national cricketing magazines will be interested in village teams.
Well, not all of them are, but Wicket and Stumps has a writer who appreciates the contribution grassroots cricket makes to our national summer sport.
That's great to hear that.
We all know you can have a thrilling game at any level if you focus on the tussle between the teams, the flashpoints and the passion.
Whereas in the Borsetshire Echo, we rarely get more than a brief mention of the score, if that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's me wife.
Hello, love. Everything all right?
I probably could have waited until you got home, but it's such a bargain, I don't want to miss it.
An holiday?
Yeah, Kefalonia.
Well, is that somewhere we're thinking of before?
Yep. I mean, it won't be boiling, but that's not really what we're after, is it? It says here that temperatures are around 22 degrees, which is perfect for walking and sitting on cafe terraces.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great.
I'm just worried that someone else will snap it up.
Well, let's have a look as soon as I get home.
Okay. I'm sorry for calling. I started to imagine us there. You know, we could really do this. It's a hotel room with a balcony, Harrison. Oh. No cleaning, no washing up, no cooking.
No explaining to motorists that it's not okay to watch the match while driving.
I'm actually having a really lovely evening.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm in my pyjamas, in bed, gazing at photos of beaches and forests and food.
Oh, I'm starting to wonder what I'm doing, sitting in the bull with a bunch of cricketers out of season.
Well, it sounds like it's not only the cricket that's in a different league, but the teas too. Well,
some villagers have a planning committee for the catering alone and bring in professional caterers.
Well, I think we'll be all right. Ambridge always puts on a very decent tea. Pretty much everything is homemade.
Really? Even the lemonade?
Well, maybe not.
It's not required, but it will be noted.
Of course.
Well, my wife owns a very high-end juice company. Summer Orchard, you might have heard of it. Mm. I'm sure she can contribute a few bottles.
Lawrence, I can assure you we won't disappoint.
Well, I know for a fact the other teams in the division are very keen to welcome you.
Oh, sorry about that. What have I missed?
Lawrence has been telling us all about the teas.
And I'm confident Ambridge will fit in perfectly.
How is Fallon?
Oh, yeah, fine, yeah.
So, if it's all right with you, Lawrence, let's move on to what's expected of our kit.
Ah, yes. Here we go. Page 16 of your division handbook, flannels.
You know, actually, I'm really sorry, but I think I better get home to Fallon.
Oh?
Yeah, well, you know, when I said you were fine, I meant fine in general, sort of. But right now, she's in bed, feeling under the weather.
Oh. Poor Fallon.
Yes, poor Fallon.
Yeah.
Hopefully a good night's sleep is all she needs.
Aye, hopefully. Well, it was lovely to meet you, Lawrence, and sorry I won't be here to play this season.
Well, I hope this will be the first of many happy seasons for Ambridge in our division, and perhaps you'll get a chance to make a return.
I'd like that.
See you, mate.
Ta-ra.
Back to the flannels. I've been sorting out some photographs for the Wicket and Stumps feature, and there is nothing like seeing cricket whites against the green of a well-kept pitch.
Oh, yes. I just hope we're blessed with plenty of those gentle, sunny afternoons. It feels like the weather is more and more unpredictable.
Well, tell me about it.
Tom's a farmer.
If this rain keeps up, we're going to have another hard year ahead of us.
Fascinating. Now, Linda, you asked me anything about the kit.
Well, yes, I have a list of questions I jotted down in preparation.
You know, I hadn't realised the time, but I promised my wife, Natasha, I'd be home to help with bedtime. We've got twin daughters.
Well, then, of course, you must get off.
Yes. Well, I look forward to seeing you at our first head-to-head.
Likewise.
Bye, Tom. Let's keep talking about captains. And do mention it to Chris if you see him.
I will do. Bye now.
Bye.
Right. Before we get to your questions, may I get you another drink?
Yes.
Too hot, horse.
Oh, you found the clothes.
That is. There you go, love.
Oh, thank you. It smells great. Now I'm in Christmas mode 10 months too early.
Oh, maybe I should have made us tequila sunsets.
Oh, no. Right, well, come on. Jump in with me.
Oh, yes.
Have a look at the holidays that I favourited.
Oh, it's nice. I thought your art was set on the balcony in Catalonia.
Yeah, no, it was. But then I found some even better deals, and I also found a gorgeous holiday in Northumberland.
Northumberland? Oh, no winter sun, then.
No, but we'd be staying in a lighthouse with a hot tub overlooking the sea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm well up for that. Oh, it's Norris. Should get it.
Yeah, of course.
I hope she's not miffed about the work I left for tomorrow. Oh, dear. Hello, evening, Mum. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd better be off. I've two lurchers at home who'll be wondering what's happened to their evening meal.
Oh, my Monty would be the same.
I hope it's been helpful to meet up. I realise we're some way off the start of the season, but I always like to be well prepared.
Oh, me too. Though I was bowled quite the googly with this year's pantomime.
I heard that the whole thing was done in a week. Utterly remarkable.
Oh, thank you. I find that the creative process of the director is much like the role of chairperson, really. It's an intellectual challenge, whether it's crafting a performance...
Or solving the puzzle of the perfect team.
Exactly.
Linda, I feel like I've known you for years, a real kindred spirit.
Well, then, perhaps you wouldn't object to meeting up for a coffee and continuing our conversation? I'm particularly interested in the way you're putting Roseran in the Vale on the national map. It's important that stories of our village cricket are given the attention they deserve. The shocking wins and the heroic losses.
The triumphs and tragedies.
How else are we going to encourage a new generation to take up the bat?
Which is why a feature in Wicket and Stumps is such a win for us.
Yes. Tell me more.
I'd love to, Linda. I could talk all night, but the lurchers. I really must head off.
Of course.
But I'd like to take you up on that coffee sometime, continue this conversation where we left off.
Well, shall we get something in the diary?
Harrison?
Oh, love.
Oh, you're not being called into work now, are you?
No, not now.
Well, that's a relief. I was convinced your work was going to get in the way of our evening after all.
Don't speak too soon. Miss Acomment's been moved forward.
How far forward?
14th.
Of March?
No, February. 14th of February. I'm leaving next Friday.
Valentine's Day.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.